dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in to
dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Career. Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this song is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust, music wins with hot models. We got em. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. The come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
Oh, welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. It is hump day after dusk Wednesday. Today's show is entitled, What in the World is Going On? And although every show we do talk about, you know, we talk about news and what's going on in the hot mess, hot news in different forms, whether it's in the entertainment industry, whether it's in the everyday world, whatever, we talk about it all. And I'm tired of showing this today because it's just so much of a cluster of things that have happened over the past week. It's just ridiculous, man. And it just really, it really gets me because it's like, like you've seen me state that it's like a roller coaster this week because a lot of great stuff is happening and then a lot of nonsense is going on in the midst of all that. And it's ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. Now, I'm gonna go ahead first. I'm gonna talk about something that's not really going to dampen the mood first. You know, just kind of liven things up before we get to that point. One thing I do want to talk about is the Soul Train Music Awards. I wasn't here on the Monday show, so we knew the Monday show, so I'm catch you all up on today. So check out Soul Train Music Awards, man. It was phenomenal. Every year the Soul Train Music Awards finds a way to just kind of like eradicate all the other stuff that's happened on the BET and Centric the entire year. And Soul Train Music Awards makes up for it every time. It's like at the BET Awards, kind of, the BET Hip-Hop Awards is usually, that usually cleans up house and comes right to tail end of the year and just kind of flips it up and makes things a little bit better. Well, this definitely was one of those times, man. Like, oh, my God, man, they had Cameo come out, the Kai piece performing. They had a tribute to Babyface. Honor him, the legend. We had lots of other people. Man, Fantasia came out before. Brandy, R. Kelly, Tyrese, Jeremiah, everybody do his performance and stuff. They had a Soul Cypher. I think that's pretty dope. They had a lot. I'll be here trying to name all the performances. This is one that can't give you a just of what all happened, but it was a great show, and definitely some hot mess happened during it. Erykah Badu was going in. You know, she one of the people that don't hold her tongue. She's always been known for that, being a free spirit, and she went in on Iggy Azalea. And so, you know, she was doing this little bit beginning of the show where she was having to worry, she was getting fake phone calls from different rappers or whatever that was wondering why they can't come to the show because she was saying she wasn't letting rappers come this year and all that. So, The crazy thing was, there was a bit where she pretended that Iggy Azalea called her, and Iggy Azalea was trying to wonder why she couldn't come. So Erykah Badu was like, "Yeah, you can come. You can come because what you're definitely doing is not hip hop. It's not rap." And oh my God, it was really coming for her. And yeah, and then it's crazy because as of yesterday or early today, actually. Iggy Azalea decided to come out the woodworks on social media because she hadn't really been posting them, apparently. And she decided that she was going to voice her opinion about said comment. And I'm not going to really get into all that, but, you know, you can go catch up on that because I don't really give a damn what the woman has to say. Because a lot of stuff she said has been garbage, including some of the quote unquote freestyling she does. So it's just freaking ridiculous, man. And it was just great. The show was great. That little hot mess is good. That definitely stood out is continuing on. So big ups to that. I'm going to talk about Empire later on the show because I know that gives some of y'all a little time to catch up because we will be talking. We're not going to give away the entire show. At least I'll try not to. I'll just kind of highlight as I do best. I'm going to get to the thing that I was trying to just kind of tiptoe around before I got into it. And just didn't, you know, and like I said, it would dapper the mood. And that's over just the past week. This has just been, like, ridiculous. All of these mass shootings that are continuing to go on is astounding about how, I mean, it's watching it happen. And in a world where, no, because now it is ironic because Texas is now suing the government because of the whole Syrian refugee discussion about bringing them over and suing them, saying that they shouldn't, that they don't want them to come over here. Well, I'd like to go ahead and catch you people up on what the hell's been going on in the past week. While you're sitting there talking about other people coming to the country, how about we keep our eyes on the people that we got in there? Or as one of my good friends in radio, my boy Frito, he says, keep your eyes on your own paper. So let's go ahead and catch you up. For those of y'all who've been under a rock, let's go ahead and catch you up on what has happened. Oh, my God. So, how can we best approach this? All right, so Friday, and let's go to the timeline because Friday and today is Wednesday. You do get ready to do the math. Walk with me, people. Walk with me. All right, so in Colorado Springs, Colorado, a man who was accused of killing three people at Planned Parenthood Clinic in Colorado Springs made his first court appearance on this Monday. Wearing a padded vest and standing with his eyes closed for parts of the hearing. Well, judge advised Robert Lewis Deere, who is 57 years old, by the way, that he's being held on suspicion of first-degree murder, a charge that could carry a minimum penalty of life in prison or a maximum penalty of death if he's convicted. The formal filings of charges in the case and the next hearing for Deer is set for December 9th. That'll be next week. He is being held without bond and facing judge via a video feed from jail. And, yeah, this is kind of just catch you guys back up. He's accused of killing a police officer and two civilians in a shooting rampage this past Friday. And people have been watching pretty closely. He's been united even with staunch opponents in the abortion debate. And Deere mentioned mentioned baby parts after the shooting and expressed anti-abortion and anti-government views. A law enforcement official briefed on the investigation has let us know. All right, so let's stop there before we go any further. Before we go any further, man, let's go ahead and stop on the fact that so this fool here is walking around safely padded, all that crap. He killed killed three people, and he probably could kill more if you let him. And one of those was a police officer. And he shared his views on anti-government and anti-abortion. And you mean to sit here and tell me he is there safe and sound, not dead? The dude don't look like nothing has been done to him. It really gets to me that this kind of bullshit happens. And before I get to San Bernardino thing, because I told you it's gonna get rough a little bit, so y'all bear with me. This Colorado Springs thing, man, it just pisses me off because yet again, just like the whole thing happened in Charleston, when someone decided that they were gonna go because they didn't like black people, they were gonna go in and kill a bunch of us. In one of the most sacred places that people consider the most sacred place in the world, the church house. And you killed nine people there. That dude kills nine people. This dude kills. And every time, these people got freaking body armor on, damn near being escorted to jail, safe and sound. Yeah, you mean look at me in the face and tell me that these people who are unarmed, and I know people are gonna say make it a black and white, you make it a black and white thing, but let's just call a spade a spade and stop being full of bullshit. It does not make sense for you to try to justify to me how these people who are armed and extremely dangerous and have a mission of what they're trying to do, and that is a mission to kill based off of idea. And you mean to sit here and tell me that I can't be mad, and you want to tell me that don't mean it's a black and white thing? No, it is. You got to show me how this is not. Because I am so sick and tired of the answer to try to subdue a black man or black women, because the black women are getting done to them now. The only way to stop them is kill them. Or use some extreme force is going to pretty much lead to them dying. This is utter bullshit, and I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of it. I literally watched. And then people say there's comply shit. I'm so tired of people telling folks to comply, because I watched the Eric Garner video and I watched him comply and he was getting choked the fuck out by police. Now you tell me how that's not complying. So you got to be freaking kidding me that these idiots that run around this world with these stupid ideas go around killing folks. It's a lot of I don't agree with, but I'm not going to run around and start killing folks. If you got that kind of anger in you, you need to go chill some damn where. You need to go lock yourself away, your damn self, and don't come out that little cubby hole. I ain't going to take you there dark and say kill yourself, because that's it's getting crazy now, too. So much crazy stuff is going on, people committing suicide. So suicide, I'm not gonna say kill yourself. That's why I try to stay away from that phrase, because it's just ridiculous. Like, saying that phrase has negative connotations, and the fact that so many people are killing themselves or are killing each other It's ridiculous. So, yeah, this guy decided that he wanted to be an asshole and try to kill folks because of, and, you know, he was going on a rampage. And we're so worried about spending all this damn money to go stop terrorists in a whole other country or a whole other hemisphere. We are even paying attention to domestic terrorism. And I know people don't want to say they think it's just a buzzword we're using, but we calling a spade a goddamn spade. And that's what's going on. And apparently, I mean, this dude came ready to F people the hell up. This is a six-hour standoff, by the way. And this dude lived. He lived. And he is safe and sound in a goddamn padded suit down there. You got to be freaking kidding me. He had a duffel bag with handguns and rifles. What do you think he's going to go do? To the gun range? No, ma'am. No, sir. He won't go to the dang gun range. And this is just ridiculous because sometimes, man, I mean, and people might think I'm just doing the most when I say this, but that's why I kind of like stay away from games like Call of Duty and stuff like that, because there's so much of this shit happening now where folks is killing folks. I don't even want to think about a damn gun. But you know what? I brought this up several times, and it just started to make more and more sense that, I mean, people, man, y'all got, and I hate guns. I hate them. I seriously hate them. Because the wrong people have guns. And the thing is, here's the weird thing. Is there really anybody who's right who has guns? Guns, I hate guns. They shouldn't even exist. But you know what? Because these crazy mofos are running around killing folks, it just makes you say, damn, I wish I had to do, I need to have some self-defense in case someone tries to kill. Try to decide that because, oh, you're black and you're tall. I'm going after tall black guys, and I'm going to try to kill them. It's ridiculous. So, oh, my God. That's just utter bullshit, man. Then we lead to the next one. San Bernardino. And at least 14 people were killed in this mass shooting. Two suspects are dead as of now. This bullshit here pissed me the hell off. Because this is, it just doesn't stop. It's a cycle that is continuing to go on. And then, oh my God, this is interesting take. Females involved with this one. So don't give me this shit that this only this. Man, you got to watch these women out around here, too. They might try to kill you, too. Oh, my God. Like, you got to stop profiling. And it's just so sickening because everybody's so, there's this stigma when, oh, here comes a tall black guy by me. Let me grab my purse. But every time I watch these mass shootings, I keep seeing more and more people who are not African American. And you get everybody that wants to try to play victim and wants to try to be stupid and not paying attention to that stuff, you go right ahead because this is bullshit. And it has to come to an end. And it's just so annoying. And I just want to go ahead and go to this one because there's another. I mean, watch this. Then the last one, handguns, rifles. This one, assault-style rifles and handguns. Oh, there was also pipe bombs involved with this one. This has got out of hand. In the Inland Regional Center, the shooting. It just pisses me off because in this center, it's a center for people with developmental disabilities, and these folks were shot. And it was just, I mean, these dudes are dressed like they were going to Call of Duty because they had on assault-style clothing to go on with the assault style rifles. Now, last time I checked, you got that mean dead fatigues on and that kind of artillery, you going to freaking war. And apparently a third person was detained close to the scene of the shootout. They're not quite sure if he's cut to the shootings yet, but they will find out. We can't wait to see what goes on with that. So, earlier police said they were hunting as many as three suspects who fled in a black SUV. The residential area not too far from where the shooting at the Inland Regional Center occurred was flooded with law enforcement following a chase that ended with police and the suspects exchanging gunfire. Meanwhile, authorities finished clearing the three buildings on the property and examining the conference where the initial shootings occurred. An FBI raid was underway Wednesday night. That was about throughout the night in the apartment in Redlands where authorities are serving a search warrant linked to the shooting at Inland Regional Center. And just leaving it there. This is fucked up, man. It's really fucked up. I'm sick of it. I'm really sick of these people with guns, man. Like it's just continuously boggles me that it has to be so much discussion of, oh, we need to crack down on gun control. Man, I just wish I had a time machine and I can go back and stop whoever this idiot who thought, let's create guns. I would like to fucking stop you. It's ridiculous. Guns lead to too many, besides hunting for freaking food, show me a freaking instance where guns are good. And don't tell me to defend yourself. That's not, we shouldn't even have to use a gun to defend ourselves. That's the problem. The guns that are being used to defend ourselves because there's people on the offensive with freaking guns. What's the phrase? You don't go to a gunfight with a knife. So people do not try, they don't want to be stuck having a knife when they get in a gunfight. So it's just more guns, it's ridiculous. On that note, we're going to go ahead and go to a quick music, we're going to go to a music break. We come up for this music break. We're going to talk about some happy news. All right, so this stuff will kind of lead to what one of the first things we'll talk about when we come back. All right, I'll let my boy MJ bring it in for us.
You can't win.
Welcome back. Oh my God, man. It's a real, today is, it's something else. Today is something else, man. Yeah, so what I want to talk with you guys about now is kind of what that's only segue into. The Wiz Live happens tomorrow. I'm excited. If you know about me, you know that I love The Wiz. I love it, man. I've never to see the live stage play, but I have watched the musical, the motion picture musical, over and over again. I know damn near all the songs, damn near all the dances, and damn near all the damn lines, too. So, this is special for me because I will get the chance to watch this live. And it's just a beautiful thing because, you know, I pretty much, The Wiz came out as far as the Broadway musical, it came out in 1975. Few years later is when the motion picture came out. It was a very big hit. Of course, you know, it had Michael Jackson, it had Diana Ross, Ted Ross, it had Dempsey Russell, it had Richard Pryor, had Mabel King, Lena Horne, the list goes on. I mean, it's just a great list of people that's involved in this film. And just sitting back and thinking about it, man, like, it was a great film. I mean, that was a great musical. And I still want to be as crazy. I just watched it last week, actually. It came on Thanksgiving morning, came on. And I definitely watched The Wiz. I was enjoying it. And every time I watch it, man, I really get into it. It's just so magical watching it. And I had to talk to me. It's so many great things happens with it. Now, of course, you know, for those who aren't aware, you know, there's The Wizard of Oz. There's the original, which is based off the original books. And then The Wiz happened, which was an adaptation of The Wiz, but it had its own spin to it, and its cast only consisted of African-American actors. So, of course, they had that all the way back in the 70s. Again, you heard me name some of the actors from there. And so now, flash forwarding, the musical came out 40 years ago. Now, it's beautiful. The 40th anniversary is basically being celebrated with this live production. And it includes a lot of great people, man. For this production tomorrow, live TV event, it would start from the top as far as who Oz, the great Wiz, Wizard of Oz. And that is Queen Latifah. I like how they switch it up a little bit. I like this kind of like not follow, like kind of just switch things up a little. And so Queen Latifah will be playing The Wiz in this production. We got the witches. Let's go through the list of witches. Let's start on the good side. Amber Riley, she plays Ada Pearl, or otherwise known as the Good Witch of the North. And you got Uzo Aduba. She plays Glinda the Good. And you have Mary J. Blige plays Eveline, the Wicked Witch of the West. So those are all the witches. And you got the other great characters of the film. That includes Auntie M, played by Stephanie Mills, who was the original Dorothy in the musical 40 years ago. You got the new Dorothy, who is Shanice Williams. Different Shanice, spelled different as well. She's definitely an emerging star. She studied acting, theater and film for the longest, and this is her big break. You know, at a tender young age of 19, it's pretty dope. And you get to do such a historical adaptation of it, man. And it's like it's a modern day adaptation of it. That's why I like it. They kind of doing their own thing. It's not necessarily doing the old version, you know, completely being the musical or completely being the original The Wiz musical or not being the movie that came out for The Wiz. It's kind of doing its own flair. Also followed by, you know, her trusty sidekicks. That includes Elijah Kelly as the Scarecrow, David Alan Greer as the Cowardly Lion, and Neo as the Tin Woodman. Those are her trusty sidekicks. In Common plays the bouncer. He's a bouncer to the Emerald City. Common's doing his thing too. You got a lot of great people involved in this film. Live action play. And I can't wait for people to experience it. Now, y'all know this show, it's never all peaches, is it? It's always something. So let's go into this whole entire point. So I sit back and I think about the fact that we got some haters out there that decided that let's go ahead and be on some foolishness of hating. You know, let's mess up some stuff. And I had to share this because I was so pissed. And I really want people to see the ignorance that I had to endure today. It is definitely ignorance. And some people didn't get it. I mean, I understand some black people don't get certain stuff. It's all right. You know, I'm not going to force an issue upon you, but I was going to tell you, be freaking aware. So let you know what happened. I'm just, my heart, man, so pissed. So this guy, Kevin in Indiana, he goes by Kevin or Kev X Indy on Twitter. And, you know, Twitter, social media is where people get cojones all of a sudden. Well, apparently, this is his tweet he decided to put out earlier. This is actually on the 29th at 10:48 p.m. in Indiana. He states, so at NBC show, hashtag The Wiz Live has an all-black cast. This show would be quite an uproar if it was an all-white cast. Hashtag The Wiz. Woo! Okay, so we got a fucking idiot. Okay, last time I checked, let's retrack you back. The Wiz is a 40-year production. It first was debuted 40 years ago. The Wiz, not The Wizard of Oz, but The Wiz, and it was an all-black cast. Yes, it was. Same thing is still going on. Get over it. Last time I checked, The Wizard of Oz, unless you want to make up some shit, there was no black person to be found. Not one single black person. We weren't even a goddamn munchkin. So this crap happens. You know, everyone watches The Wizard of Oz, and no one hates on it. We watch The Wizard of Oz, and that's multiple races, and we watch it in peace. But The Wiz was completely different spin on it. mind you, again, it's 40-year-old production. And it was in the original motion picture for The Wiz, was directed by a person of non-color, by the way. He was a white guy, so let's go ahead and get that through your thick heads. He decided to take a different route and do something different. Because there's a lot of stuff like that around the world where people take a story and they keep flipping it around over and over and over again. Just like I watched Stargate yesterday, and y'all still got this fake ass shit of trying to make it seem like Egyptian the pyramids and all anything pretty much from in Egypt is made by some goddamn aliens. If y'all don't cut it out, man. People, and I mean, just guys of Egypt is coming out. And people say, yeah, there is an uproar. There was an uproar about the fact that, so y'all probably tried to kind of downplay a lot of stuff from ancient Kemet, but then you want to, when you try to make some story back as the great story that comes out of Kemet, you decide, oh, that's Egypt. That's the old, the original name of Egypt for those wondering. But, yes, all of a sudden, y'all want to start having all these people play Horus, who I don't, why the fuck is Gerald Butler playing Horus? I don't fucking know. It's ridiculous. It's just fucking ridiculous. You got some fuck ass dude playing Ra. It's ridiculous, man. So, yeah, that's what this bullshit happens. And it's kind of just trail out to this. You have a problem because of a show, a thing that was originally an all black show is coming as an all black cast again. What's such a problem with that? I mean, we watched Friends, and I ain't seen, last time I checked, not one goddamn friend in Friends was black. We still watch the damn show. Plenty of black people know about this, about every character from the show. And y'all want to sit here and get mad because, oh my God, the good show that we is all black. Get the hell over it, man. Seriously. Oh, goodness. I had to get that out of my chest. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and address Greg, because Greg was sending me some stuff. I'm not sure if we remember how we all get it. I wasn't sure that had something to do with that message or not. But I did not miss it. I missed a nice episode, but see, this is the power of when you got something to make sure you catch what you need to see. Between me having a media center, which, you know, you all don't know, I have a media center that I watch a lot of my stuff for, if I miss it, bam, can watch there. Or I also had the CW app. CW ain't paid me a check to say it, but hey, I'm just letting you. But I also put you guys on game about things. The CW app posts a freaking show the next freaking day, right in the early morning. And it actually might be on there in a few, I mean, about an hour or so. So sometimes it does that too. And so I'll be able to go back and watch the show. I missed the live yesterday, but I got a chance to watch I wanted to watch. So I was excited to watch it and say, okay, interesting. I'm telling you, people don't get this obsession with these superhero shows. I love them. This is why I personally get so obsessed with superhero shows. Like, for me, I feel like when I watch the superhero shows, it personifies how I am. He thought he was just still recording. That's hilarious. But no, it personifies who I am. And so, yeah, it's so crazy because, like, ain't know a lot of people know their kids, oh, they want to be a superhero. A lot of my characteristics and things I've done throughout my life are not just being on this pedestal, bigging myself up, but have been heroic type things. I like protecting people. and saving the day, not for the glory. Like, just being what a true superhero should be all about is doing this because you want to do it and you love people. And that's why I love superhero shows. It kind of personifies how I really am. And is like these shootings that have happened. I just wish it's one of those times where I just get so upset because I'm not a superhero, so I can't stop these idiots that think they can do whatever the hell they want to do. These are one of those times I wish I was a superhero to stop the unnecessary violence. And I would not use some unnecessary force if I have the need to use it. I will use my powers when they are needed. And I really wish it. And I know some of y'all listen to the show as well. That's how y'all feel as well. I know you, like, sometimes that mindset is in you. So, oh my God, like I really do feel sorry, because it's like you just feel annoyed because feel like there's nothing you can do and you can't protect these people. And it's ridiculous. Like I said, I wish I could save the world, man. But everyone. Unfortunately, I can't be in multiple places at the same time. And I don't have I don't have superpowers to take on a lot of forces. So I got to put my pants on one leg at a time, like everybody else. So. Again, I'm excited for the Wiz. I can't wait to watch it live tomorrow. I'm turnt up, man. All right, so let me go ahead and get to this Empire discussion. I know y'all want to talk about the fall finale for Empire. Yeah, fall finale for Empire, man. Interesting. I'm not going to say too. Well, if you listen to the show, yeah, you just kind of stuck out. Look, you saw me mention that we were going to talk about Empire Season 2 on fall finale. Catch the hell up. But anyways, this episode ends pretty interestingly. First of all, damn, Jamal, you still think about Michael? Nigga, do you know who kissed you? Goddamn Alicia fucking Keys. Bro, it's Alicia Keys, man. I know she's Sky Summers, whatever in the show. And then I still know it's Alicia Keys. I know it's Alicia Keys, man. Tell them to write it in and say, I want to write those films back out. I want to love Alicia Keys. Ain't nobody that crazy, bro. Love her. Ain't nobody that crazy. Oh, my God. I really thought this was going to go a little further, but they yet did that to me, bro. Why? But then, wait, there is more. Because let me tell you about what else happened on there, man, which is a big part of it. They've been mentioning about, I forget the freaking streaming service is, basically like Tidal. It's basically like their version of Tidal on here. And they actually acquired this stream service. And apparently, in the midst of all this, there's a bunch of backstabbing crap that I'm not going to tell. At least I won't do that too much. See, you got to go listen to the show yourself and find out. But there's a lot of backstabbing nonsense that happens that leads to this much. Lucius Lyon no longer being the chairman of Empire. They voted him off the damn island. So, man, when March comes, this is just ridiculous. I fucking hate these mid-breaks they do to TV now. We got to wait forever to watch a second half of a season. It's devastating. I got way out of the way to March of Empire. I just can't do it. I can't do it. So, yeah, I just can't do it. So, yeah. And then that crazy-ass Anika, from a few weeks ago, she was driving fucking Uber. Now this trick is pushing folks down goddamn stairs. Hell going on. I ain't gonna tell you who she pushed down the stairs. You're gonna go find out yourself. But this push, yeah. I mean, this really pushed you over the edge. No pun intended. But yeah, it's just ridiculous. Comment. She was looking a little pregnant, a little thick though. Hey, you know what, bro? Alicia Keys has proved how far that woman is. She got a little thick, yeah. Just a little plus size, so, but she was still looking fine. Just go to the show. Don't sleep on the plus size women, okay? Don't do it. Don't do it, people. Don't do it. Because I'm going to tell you a perfect example of plus size beauty. Jasmine Sullivan on the Soul Train Music Awards. Goodness, Jasmine Sullivan, you got to give me warning. That woman was, goodness. So, yeah, catch up, man. I know, Greg. You ain't got to convince me, man, of knowing that. I know. So, yeah, man, Jasmine Sullivan, boy, she was looking, goodness. And then Jill Scott was looking. They were just killing it like, bam, bam. What you got to say about it now? Okay, you win. So, more of the story is alive. Even amidst all the craziness, there's still light. And, I mean, that segues into the reason why I call the show Life After Dusk Live. I know a lot, this might be news to some people, but the reason why it's called Life After Dusk Live, why Dust Spot is called a Dust Spot. What is the meat? There's a deep meaning behind why Dusk is a lot of my brand names. Because, and especially when you have After Dusk. So After Dusk Media is the happy parent of all those beautiful brands. And basically the point of that is because a lot of times people who are in the underground or some of the stuff that tends to kind of bring people down is known to be in the darkness, or the dusk, or dusk is the time after between sunset and sunrise, which happens to be dark. After dusk, we're bringing the light through the darkness. That's the point of every brand, and that's what we do. We try to bring a light to artists, music. We try to bring a light to different situations. We try to bring a light to whatever. That's why it's called Life After Dusk Live. That's why it's called DustSpot.com, all that. So now you know, now you get it. Bam, this all kind of play. See how all this played out and kind of breaking it down? Now you understand what it's all about. And, don't tell Chanel, man. That's so wrong. She died about the life anyway, man. Chanel's scared, man. You can tell her I said that. She's scared. Yeah, I agree with you. I can repeat that over that loud, but yes. That would definitely be me. Goodness. All right, so as we got a few minutes left of the show, we'll remind you all that you can check out all the shows on blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, CEDDYJ. And also on iTunes, type in Dust Spot Radio Network on iTunes, Dust Spot Radio Network on Stitcher, Dust Spot Radio Network on TuneIn, Dust Spot Radio Network on the AHA app. Where the hell are we not at? It's ridiculous. It's all because of all of y'all, the support, and to help me get this in so many people's ears, different platforms. I appreciate you all. Great. I love it. Oh, I wasn't going to go. Speaking of superheroes, You guys check out my picture, man, new picture I put out. It was, people have been dying to see how I was going to take over being Batman. And I told you guys I was doing a photo shoot for it, too. You can see the picture from the photo shoot and me looking around Gotham City in my Dark Knight uniform. So check it out. It's on all my social media, Teddy J Dusk. You find that. You find me. There you go. All right, y'all. So as it comes to a close, make sure you check out all the other great shows here on Blog Talk. There are some great shows. Trust me, you don't have to just go around and feel like you're going to run into a bunch of bullshit. There's always some great shows you can run into. Yes, so you can go to Big Time Radio. Just simply go to, you search Big Time Radio, that's Y, that's time for Y, T-Y-M-E. You'll be able to find Big Time Radio Network and search that on Blog Talk. So there you go. They got shows damn near every day, different shows. So you get different flavor. Check them out. You won't be disappointed. They get serious sometimes. Sometimes they're just as crazy and full of fuckery like me. Hey, it is what it is. So as we roll on out, I want to remind you guys, in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a U, there is a way. You tune to the episode of Life That Does Live, your boy Steady J. And, you know, we can't end a Wednesday show without letting you guys know. If you're going to, what is the word looking for? Hump somebody, I believe. If you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. All right, guys. Let's make it through, man. I know shit is going crazy. I'm praying for y'all. All right. Yeah, peace.